Media app.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his Russian counterpart met in Riyadh today and agreed to restore staffing to respective embassies in Washington and Moscow. Rubio says they'll appoint teams to work on the conflict in Ukraine.
I came away today convinced that they are willing to begin to engage in a serious process to determine how and how quickly and through what mechanism can an end be brought to this war.
Israel says Hamas will return the bodies of four hostages Thursday, including the remains of a mother, Shiri Bibas, and her two young sons. The release of six living captives is set for Saturday. A polar vortex sends temperatures plummeting from the northern plains to Texas. This man lives in Bowman, North Dakota, where it's minus 26 right now.
It feels like your breath is taken from you, but like it's more of like a sting than, you know, than if you like poured cold water on your hand. It's more like a sting.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Many area schools are canceled because of the bitterly cold wind chills today. Wind this morning could feel as cold as minus 15 to minus 30 below zero. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with more frigid details.
It's the polar vortex, funneling in Siberian cold across Canada and into our backyards, prompting an extreme cold warning. This weather setup does provide abundant sunshine and dry conditions with no snow in the forecast, though. But we have to battle the brutal wind chills, which make frostbite and hypothermia sneak up on you, and it can happen in minutes. And if you're cold, your pets are too. Keep them inside, and if you must go out, cover up all exposed skin. And it's not a bad idea to open up cabinets to get warm air near pipes. You don't want them to burst in this cold. So let a drip of water drop from the faucet. It'll help prevent them from freezing.
Today is the spring primary election. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Statewide, there's a primary for State Superintendent of Public Instruction with incumbent Jill Underley running against Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. People in Port Edwards will vote to narrow the field for village president. In the town of Rome, residents will vote to narrow the field for both Rome Town Board Chairperson and Rome Town Board Supervisor. In Marshfield, voters will decide which four of five candidates for school board will continue on to the spring election on April 1st. You can find more information on myvote.wi.gov. With the snow that fell over the weekend and the extreme cold now, the local fire department is reminding homeowners to make sure your vents are clear. Your dryer vent, furnace exhaust, water heater exhaust, and gas meter all need to be cleared of snow to function properly. A few minutes to check can keep your house warm, your appliances working properly, and prevent a call to emergency services. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Bitterly cold once again today. Sunny skies, but a high of only 6 above. Wind chill values as cold as 30 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, all the way down to negative 10 for the low. Wind chill values as cold as 20 below. Stay warm, stay safe. It's 16 below at our studios.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Melissa and I are going to get in some interesting entertainment news in a little bit. We'll also talk about a list of words that Americans say they can spell, but I don't know if they do. We got all that coming up for you. But right now, in studio, we have with us Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen, Bianca Bowden. Bianca, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being here. Yes. Melissa, Bianca does have her headphones on. Somehow, with that crown, that's how talented this young lady is. So she can hear you.
All right, great.
We did want to catch up with you, Bianca. We haven't had you here since you were running for the crown and everything. How has it been? How have you been feeling with this?
It's been a great experience, and I just want to say that I'm so grateful for everything that I've done so far.
Yeah. It's got to be a very interesting, this is something that you wanted, and then once you have it, and what you do with it, that part makes is kind of an interesting part of it. Mm-hmm. And with the Crown, you've been able to do some really good work in the community. What have you been up to?
So the other day, I made an appearance at Grant Elementary where I made crafts with the children from grades 4K to 5th grade, and we donated the Valentine's Day crafts to a local nursing home, so connecting with those kids and doing something special for the elderly was really fun.
Yeah, nice. I imagine that meant a lot.
Yeah.
Have you been able to go back to maybe your old stomping grounds, your old grade school or anything like that?
So I've gone to Woodside, which is where my brother recently moved to, and my favorite principal, Mr. Oz. He was there. He was a principal for me when I was in middle school, and I spoke to third grade classrooms about my CSI and what it meant to be Miss Wisconsin Rapids team.
I imagine it feels great doing all of these activities. Mm-hmm. That one had to feel a little extra special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun when they referred to me as princess and when they wanted my autograph. It was just the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah. That's awesome. The work that you've been doing in the community, have you been able to find out or learn some things yourself that you weren't even aware of beforehand?
So this experience has been nothing like I expected. It's even more, like, the community is so great, and I never realized how many opportunities there is out there.
That's great. That's so wonderful to hear. That's really encouraging. And as always, we like to take a moment to shout out the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen and adult programs, what they do and how they empower people in our community and give opportunities to people in our community. The program has been very supportive as well for you in this process, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so much more than just a program for scholarships. You learn so much, speaking abilities, you get new sisters, you find new friendships. It's just, it's not all about the competition and winning the crown.
I think that's probably the thing that I've been so happily surprised by in the couple of years I've been doing this and getting to interview you and your pageantees and stuff and talking about that and talking about the fellowship, talking about the friendships that are built on these things. It's something that is such an encouragement to others to be a part of this. And but before we get into your initiative and don't keep you too long here, I did want to mention that because if there's anybody out there listening, parents or kids out there. I don't know why the kids are not in school. I don't know.
Well, they aren't today because it's cold.
Right. That's right. Today's up. Yeah. When it comes to that and encouraging others to try this, what would you say to a young lady that came up to you and said they were thinking about trying this?
There's nothing to be scared about. There's so many new girls that come in each year and they end up loving it and they get so much out of the competition.
I know in talking with you when you were in with us, one of the things that stood out to me was how much you care about the area and the people and how proud you are to be from the area.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that has only been enhanced too in this time.
Oh, yeah. So being around my community more has really showed me how much Wisconsin Rapids means to me.
Mm. Very cool. Very, very cool.
And one of the things you mentioned, Bianca, is that you didn't realize how much there is happening and going on in the community. How would you encourage others to get involved with that?
Yeah, so like I said, I didn't really realize how much was going on. And just being a part of your community can help so many others in so many ways that you have no idea.
Well said. You had an initiative that you came into this with. How is that going?
Yeah, so my initiative is Think and Drive, Stay Alive, promoting safe driving habits, and I'm thinking about going into driver's ed classes with my old driving instructor and talking about how much a seatbelt can really save you or someone else's life.
Mm. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. That's a great idea. And with that topic, have you been able to bring awareness to that a little bit more? Have you been able to do a little more with that?
Yeah, so at my appearances, I've been able to talk about my CSI and with the school appearance, too, a lot of kids learned about how wearing your seatbelt is important and how it can save your life.
Right on. Very cool. Very cool, Bianca. What do you got going on next? Where are you going next?
Next, I'm not.
It's a tough question.
I'm not really
it?
Sure,
okay.
To be honest. But,
right.
You know, I've got many appearances coming up, and I'm gonna go into another school soon, and I'm going to try to go to my elementary school, Washington, which has been, my elementary school, and I loved it there.
I have no journalistic integrity. I love Washington Elementary. It's where I first went to school when I came out here. Love the school. Love the place. Say hi to the dome for me.
Okay.
I've kicked a lot of kickballs in that dome. I've had a lot of fun in that dome.
Hopefully not at people.
But. No. I don't think. I might have to make some calls. Appreciate it. And good luck with the travels, Bianca. Before you wrap up your run here, I want to have you back. I'd love to catch up with you again. Thank you for the time. And we want to encourage people, if you'd like to learn more about this amazing program, you can find out more by going to MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org to find out more. Encourage you to follow Bianca's journey as well on Facebook. You guys have been doing a great job keeping up to date on that, and we've been able to kind of like go along with you on this journey. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, so find her
on Facebook. You just type in Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship Organization. Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship Organization. You'll be able to find it, like the page, and keep up to date with everything they're doing over there. Be sure to share these things on your social media. You just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Bianca, safe travels, and thank you again for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Great hanging out with you. Have fun out there. Melissa and I will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Bitterly cold once again today. Sunny skies, but a high of only 6 above. Wind chill values as cold as 30 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, all the way down to negative 10 for the low. Wind chill values as cold as 20 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Current temperature, 11 below.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Big shout out to Miss Wisconsin Rapids Dean Bianca Bowden for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Bianca.
That was fun. That was fun. Mm-hmm. We had royalty in today. It doesn't happen every day.
Fancy? Though.
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate Pam putting out the red carpet and all that. Above and beyond, Pam. Above and beyond, always. Before we dive into entertainment news, I did want to remind everybody that our friends over at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin are going to be closing Meals on Wheels and senior dining today. Due to the cold, do us a favor and take a look out for your neighbors. Keep a lookout for our senior population out there, those that you know use these services.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a little extra, or maybe you can share with your neighbors.
Yeah, yeah. Melissa said it earlier, right? You know, it's a good day for soup. It's a good day for that, Meg.
It's a good day. It'll warm you up on the inside.
Interesting one right here, Melissa. We're actually going to do a little bit of country music news right now. We don't get a chance to do all that often, but every once in a while we have these stories. And this one's an interesting one. Should Willie Nelson get a Nobel Peace Prize? Short answer, yes. It's not a given, I would say. John Mellencamp, though. And notice I didn't say John Cougar Mellencamp, Mr. Mellencamp. I didn't do it. I guess I did. He told Texas Monthly Willie deserves it for his work with Farm Aid. John and Willie started it with Neil Young in 1985, but he says, quote, it all stems from Willie. Neil and I just carry water. He says he always admired Willie's determination and ability to keep moving forward, no matter who tries to stop him. And I think it should be noted, too, John Mellencamp doesn't do this. Like, you don't hear him talk highly about almost anybody. I don't want to say he's a grump or anything, but he's not necessarily, you know, the kind of guy that just hands out flowers.
Out of his way to compliment
others. Yeah. He can be a bit, you know, rough around the edges when it comes to some of this stuff. Trust me. I actually know what I'm talking about on this one a little bit. So I think it's really noteworthy in general. Anybody brings this up, let alone the guy who's bringing it up in John Mellencamp. Yeah. Noted as well, no musician has ever won the Nobel Peace Prize, but they've been nominated before. Bono made the shortlist back in 06 for his work to help end poverty around the world. But nobody has actually ever won the award.
Okay.
But I do think that if you were going to tell me the first musician to ever win it was Willie Nelson, the only thing I would have is, you mean Dolly Parton didn't win? Because I say that in jest a little bit, but also with a little bit of truth, like any good joke, because you think about the work that she has done. Think of this. Real quick, sorry, Melissa.
No, just go ahead.
I don't think many people in this world studied or paid more attention to Robin Williams than I did, and especially the causes that he had, where he did so much work with homelessness and people who needing food, so many different causes. And then in his passing, in the months that followed, his daughter and some other people came out and mentioned, like, showed pictures of him and all the other charity work that he was doing that we never even heard about. But so many events that he would do, like, he was really into cycling, and him and Conan O'Brien would do some cycling like events together, but they didn't want to take away from the event, so they didn't really attach their names to it. They were just at the events, they just show up. Amount of money that he'd raise just in those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So for everything that we know about Dolly Parton or Willie Nelson that they're doing, I'm sure that there are things that they're doing that we don't even know about. There's a great Reddit thing about Keanu Reeves in Hawaii, and like there's people who just jump on there and I couldn't get my transmission fixed and Keanu did it. Like, it just the good work that some people do that we'd never even hear about because they don't need to take a selfie while they're doing it.
Right. They're just living their lives and then and being human and trying to help those around them. And I mean, there's got to be tons that we don't know about.
I also think that, a body of work, there's something to be said for that. And whether you're pointing to Farm Aid or other things, you could do a lot worse than Willie Nelson. I'll tell you that.
And all the other musicians that he's inspired and that he's worked with and that he's helped build up.
That's a great point. There's so much of that. And I really do think that that's noteworthy in itself. I thought this was another interesting story, too. Oh, darn it. Where did it go? There we go. I apologize, everybody. Computer just having some fun with
Yay.
Me here. Eric Church did a pretty amazing thing along with Luke Combs a little while ago where they were raising funds for the Carolinas. And Eric Church is giving back in a major way again. His charity, Chief Cares, just purchased a land in Avery County, North Carolina, and plans to build 100 homes for 100 families that were displaced by Hurricane Helena last year.
Oh, wow.
The project is called 100 Homes. 100 Homes for 100 Families. Wow. The project is called Blueprint for Blue Ridge, and it plans to break ground in April. The hope is to have 40 homes that are move-in ready by June.
Wow.
Quote from Eric, anytime a community needs help, it's always the community next door that comes running to help. But they've all been devastated, so we've made it our mission at Chief Cares to be that community next door.
That's wonderful.
So far, you know, as a side note, too, this guy is one of the better writers in music. It's not fair that he's also really good at this, at like writing posts and everything. Like, he's very good. So far, Eric has donated all proceeds of his song Darkest Hour to the recovery effort in North Carolina. I bought that song just so I could, just to add to that pile there.
Nice.
He and Luke Combs teamed up for the Concert for Carolina, where they raised 24 mil. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. I think a noteworthy story and a good story. And another one of those stories where, you know, if Eric Church just shut up and dribbled, you're a musician, you're a songwriter, you know, we don't want to hear from you. We don't want you doing things. This is why we, first off, let Americans be Americans, because that's his right. But also, why, when you have a platform, what are you going to do with it?
We see them using it for four different things. I think that this is a wonderful use of his platform and a great way to call attention to those that are still suffering after these big natural disasters we've had.
Yeah. Shout out to him and Mr. Combs and the work that they have done there. I got another story here, but before I do, Melissa, do you need help moving? Because I'll help. I that is one of the few things I take a lot. I'm a heck of a mover.
I got this alarm installed in my chair, and every time I push it backwards, it's so I don't run into my bookshelf. It's very annoying. I really should probably disconnect it.
You're the best. You just roll with it. So on the heels of his Super Bowl halftime show, Kendrick Lamar's latest album, GNX, returned to number one in the Billboard 200 after previously dropping to number four. Meanwhile, all of his other albums are also like jumping up the charts. He's got a couple of other ones that are doing really good. Before Lamar, the last act to have three top 10 albums at once in the top 10 was Taylor Swift. So he is hitting.
That's actually hilarious.
That is pretty funny. I don't know if you can find two more separate artists. But I'll say, if anybody caught the Grammys when Kendrick won, he swept a lot of the awards at the Grammys. And while he was up there, you're seeing Taylor Swift and Beyonce and all these people like standing up and dancing to his music,
cheering him on.
She has actually mentioned him in a couple of her, at least one of her songs. She's mentioned Kendrick Lamar and being a fan.
Well, she has such a big compendium of work, she could probably mention all of them at some point.
Yeah. Prior to that, Prince did it twice in the month after his death in 2016. Ooh. And 1 week he had three top tens, and the next week he had five.
It's too bad that didn't happen till after his death, though.
Yeah, it always bugs me. It does. Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, there was so much, there was both positive and negative press for Kendrick after the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
But that really did just bring more attention to his work. I would never have watched that halftime show if there hadn't been so many people whining about it. Let's just be real.
That's the funny thing to me about that stuff, is that when you don't like something, it's one thing when you say it to your, you know, the people in the room with you or whatever. But when you go to social media and you bring attention to it, that's all you're doing. You're just giving these. There are so many things I dislike and I have a distaste for, and the only people that know about it are the few people I talk to. Because for every, you know, to me, I'm not going to give a bad new attention to these to certain people. I refuse to do it because a lot of the people that I'm talking about, that's what they want. To them, there is no such thing as bad news. Are you talking about me? That's all I care about. Me. I'm not giving them that. I refuse to do it.
Well, one of the places that I will do that I do that for, and that I will continue to do that for, is Taco Bell. Because, darn it, they really need to bring back the 7-layer burrito. I am still just disgruntled every time I drive past a Taco Bell, because you know what? It used to be a great place to go for lunch. It was easy. It was less than like $4. I could get a full meal for less than $4. You can't do that anywhere now. Bring back the 7-layer burrito, Taco Bell. Sorry.
No, I love it.
Got on my soapbox.
In basketball, sometimes you clear the lane. You let the point guard just have it. You clear the lane.
I saw you do it too.
Clear the lane.
In my mind's eye, you were backing away from the microphone. Let her have her moment.
Kendrick is the first living male artist to do this since Herb Albert back in 1966. And I just love saying Kendrick Lamar and Herb Albert in the same sentence.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. 66. Impressive.
And that's not all Kendrick did this week. He also became the first rapper with 100 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Only eight other artists have done that. And speaking of the Super Bowl, his one kind of guest star that was a musician, there was a couple of people that showed up, but as far as musicians, the singer SZA was there, and her music jumped up as well.
Oh, good for her.
So it rose another artist up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, it's worth mentioning how many listeners or replays they have on Spotify, but the amount of money that actually goes to the artist because of that is so minimal. It's so minimal.
Yeah.
And they really need to do something about that.
We're going to get to our break in a second here, but I did want to take a moment to kind of, I guess, comment on, I hate the idea of reviewing or anything like that, but I got to watch Saturday Night Live SNL 50, the anniversary special.
Ah. It's a
3-hour special. You can see it aired live, I believe, on Sunday or Saturday, or Sunday night, yeah. I didn't get to see it live, but I watched it on Peacock. You can catch it there if you want to. It was incredible. I will say right away to anybody out there, even if you're not a Saturday Night Live fan, even if you're not that big into it, but you like theater, I think that theater people out there, I think that people that enjoy theater or any of that would really, really enjoy it. It had one of the most star-studded casts and crews and audiences I've ever seen. It was insane. You had everybody that's ever been on the show, basically, as far as cast members and everything on there. But you also had like Al Sharpton sitting next to Kevin Costner. There was just a ton of guests, Pedro Pascal showed up. There was a couple of other actors and different people that were on there. They one of the other things they did is they like mashed up old characters. So like Mike Myers' Coffee Talk, Linda Richman was out there with the Bronx Beat with Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph.
Oh, nice.
It was really cool to see. It was Eddie Murphy showed up.
And really?
They did Black Jeopardy. And it was with two of the actors out there, Tracy Morgan and then Eddie Murphy. But Eddie Murphy was playing Tracy Morgan. And he killed it. Eddie Murphy, I don't know if anybody told him that he was supposed to be doing comedy, because he was out there acting his tail off. Like, I've watched everything Eddie Murphy's ever done. He, whether you believe it or not out there, he is a bona fide good actor.
I've always enjoyed his work.
He's very good. And he was acting his tail off. It was fantastic. All of this. And then Meryl Streep showed up.
Really? Oh, wow.
And Meryl Streep doing comedy is like nothing you've ever seen. I think that you can make the argument Meryl Streep is the greatest living actor in the world. And her doing the sketch that she did with Kate McKinnon was hilarious. Woody Harrelson was in it, too. And so many of the people that showed up, like Woody Harrelson, like the former cast members, they've got a tie to SNL. They've got a tie to 30 Rock, one of the most famous stages in the world. And so it was understandable that they would show up for the 50th anniversary. But an actress like Meryl Streep, if you're her agent and she wants to do this, you're trying to talk her out of it, because this is the thing that agents do most times in careers. What's the floor? What's the ceiling? What's the ceiling? Well, hey, she's in a sketch and maybe it's, you know, goes viral. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Meryl Streep doesn't really need that. She's not hurting for work. She's not having a hard time finding a job or, you know, needs her legacy. Her legacy is set.
Right.
The floor is so bad, because if she messes up, if she does a bad job or something horrible happens and it could hurt her career or whatever. For her to do something like this is so about the love of the game.
Right.
It is so cool to see.
It's more of a passion project for her than a chance to, I don't know, increase her fame.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
She doesn't need to do that. She probably can't tank it at this point.
And I you just don't see that very often. It's so cool to see, let alone from somebody that so many people look up to, so many people admire, and for her to be out there, boy, I've never seen her do that before. I've watched everything she's done. I've never seen her like that. and she was the only guest star. Well, Eddie Murphy did too a bit, but she was the only guest star. You could tell because she mucked some lines here and there, but she was not going to look at the cue cards. She did not look at those cue cards. She had her stuff memorized, and she was going out there, and she was giving a real performance.
Nice.
You could tell everybody was having fun, but they were also like, they also had a respect. Like, I'm on the 30 Rock stage. Like, I got to do some good here. They brought back a lot of old cast members. Like Garrett Morris had a beautiful moment. Chevy Chase was actually there. I was shocked by that.
Wow.
And the whole thing ended with a wonderful Paul McCartney doing the end and Carry That Weight. Like, just a beautiful job by McCartney to end the show, which was very meaningful, I imagine, to Lorne Michaels, because Lorne Michaels' biggest dream was to have the Beatles on SNL. That, of course, didn't happen. But he's had each one, you know, George Harrison, Ringo, Paul has been on the show before, so he's had a little bit of that. But if you're not going to watch much of this or any of it or anything, I will ask you to maybe take a moment and watch Adam Sandler's musical history, where he honored a bunch of the people in the history of the show and had a beautiful moment where he honored Chris Farley and Norm Macdonald.
Oh, nice.
And Adam Sandler doesn't do anything half speed. He gives everything he's got with everything he does. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if in his career I've ever seen him do that more than in this moment.
I've seen it a lot.
It really was awesome. I get just a little choked thinking about it. It was a really cool moment. And if you're a fan of SNL, I think it's worth watching. If you love theater, I think it's worth watching. If you just, hey, you, instead of spending an hour looking for something to watch, just throw this on. It's 3 hours. It's 3 hours. You got to worry about anything for 3 hours. Just let it play. It's good.
Yeah.
Melissa and I will be back with some more fun. When we get back, we're talking about this list of words that Americans say they can never spell correctly.
Oh, good.
It's coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin State Senate is once again considering postpartum care. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage as opposed to the 60 days currently allowed. State Senator Sarah Kieske of the 14th State Senate District is a co-author of the bill. She explains why it is important to everyone.
There are many things that happen postpartum that have an impact, and some of them are just not going to show up in the first 60 days. So having access to this is really, really important.
She adds it is supported by both parties, but one person seems to be holding it up.
Last session, this bill was presented in the Senate and it was passed 32-1. So bipartisan support. We are hoping that it comes to the floor again in the Senate and in the Assembly. One of the big issues is there is the leader of the Assembly. His name is Robin Voss, the representative, that has said it is unlikely that this bill will be seen on that floor, which means there's no way it could be passed because he won't let it be seen.
Kieske has a fundamental issue with Voss's stance.
If we are the voice of our constituents, there are 132 of us total, 99 assembly members, 33 Senate members. We should all get to vote on something that is this important and has bipartisan support. And not only bipartisan support, but support across the ideological frame. We have people both pro-life, pro-choice. We have all kinds of people that are supporting this.
State senators heard testimony on the issues of postpartum care from medical providers last week. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will meet tonight at 6 p.m. at City Hall. They'll be discussing ATV-UTVs in the city, fluoride in the city's water, and an extended term for the next mayor. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Badgers host Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. It's Wisconsin against Illinois tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation after beating Purdue. Greg Gard says his team is better now at managing the shot clock.
That's important. I think it just shows the growth of this team. They couldn't make that play in October or November. They weren't accustomed, I think, to playing together as comfortable as they are right now.
We've learned that Marcus Sedbury is the new general manager of the Badgers football program. Sedbury has served as assistant athletic director at Wisconsin the past 3 years. He'll handle the players and coaches' contracts. Baseball. Brewers left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes is at spring training in Arizona, trying to learn everyone's name in the clubhouse after 5 years with the Yankees.
Yeah, the names is going to be tough. Obviously, being, you know, so many years in another organization, Gold Glove caliber defense, and as a pitcher, that's what you want, so I'm very excited for that.
That's Brewers pitcher Nestor Cortes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll have the day's first reaction to the budget address by Governor Tony Evers and the result of Tuesday's primary election for state superintendent.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Bitterly cold once again today. Sunny skies, but a high of only 6 above. Wind chill values as cold as 30 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, all the way down to negative 10 for the low. Wind chill values as cold as 20 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Current temperature, 11 below.
You don't have no Dr. Robert. You don't have no Uncle Albert. You don't even have good credit. You can arrive, but you can't edit, 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 edit.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. That was Regina Spector's edit, playing the birthday girl here a little bit. Just give you guys a little idea of what she's like. Mm-hmm. She's good. She's a great singer-songwriter. Great pianist, too. Pianist, that is a word that might be tough for some people to spell. and if you're a good speller out there, you can maybe take this segment off or maybe just brag. Maybe, you know, just say, well, I could spell that. Someone asked the internet, what is the one word you can never spell correctly? And the responses were very relatable. Very, very relatable, yes. I am a horrible speller. I'll admit that right away. I am still in my 40s sounding words out. And every once in a while I catch myself trying to spell a word and I'm counting with my hands. I'm like, no, that's not the same thing. No, it's not that. there's a good list here of like 20 words. We're not going to go through every single one, but we will kind of burn through some of these here. Like maintenance. Maintenance is one of those words.
Yeah, that's one I didn't learn until I was doing it.
Yes. Yeah. Quote, when I try to spell it out, my brain just short circuits.
Yeah. There's a lot of extra vowels in there you wouldn't think need to be.
Convenience.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Extra vowels.
Quote, I wanted to say this too, but couldn't spell it. one for me, appreciate.
Ah, okay.
I feel like I use that word a lot, and if I didn't use it a lot, I wouldn't know how to spell it.
That makes sense.
That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. Necessary.
Yes. So many S's and C's in that one.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these are I think, where you got right. The double up and you don't
and
realize
it. You almost have to write it out. Like, is it two C's or is it two S's? And which one looks right?
Right. And these two go hand in hand, I think, because necessary and occasionally are different in their own ways, but same in their own ways.
Right. Because necessary has two S's and occasionally has two C's.
Yeah. Yeah. Accommodate. Jeez. Ugh. Yeah.
That one's got a lot of doubles, two C's and two M's.
Does anybody else do this too? And I'll say mainly this happens with texting and pretty much nothing else, but with texting, where it's usually if I'm texting, I'm in a rush. And I want to accommodate you. I want to invite you over. I'll just completely drop the word I'm trying to spell and like just come up with something else, which is probably part of the reason why my texts tend to be wordy.
What is he trying to say with really?
Even because this is what happens to me too, where I'm trying to spell a word and even spell check's like, I got nothing, man. I don't know what you're doing there, but it's not a word we even have in our, like, I am a computer AI and even I don't know what you're trying to say. Embarrass. Embarrass is on here as well.
It's these ones that have the double consonants, mm-hmm. which you're never quite sure if it's double or if it's not.
I'm noticing a theme. there's definitely a theme here. C's.
But yes. I before E, except at wait. That doesn't work for this word.
I almost started spelling that out, just saying it out loud. Like, that's how used to I am of having to sound that one out.
Mm-hmm. And receipt is the same, where the I before the E, except not in that word.
Right, right.
Thanks, English.
I was just like, this language, man. I don't know. This people that are able to learn our language, like, shout out. Just shout out to you.
No, I'm always impressed. If English is not your first language, well done. Yeah. I have nothing but respect for you.
Yeah. Okay, and then there receipt. We said receipt. C's. C's. Now, consciousness.
Or conscientious.
Conscientious. It's such a tough word to spell, I couldn't even say it right.
But also conscious, which is conscience.
Both of them. All C words. No, I don't know. I don't know.
S's and C's in there. That's confusing.
Both of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have always struggled with this one, too. Rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Same. Because there's an H in there.
That H.
And a Y. But where you put them doesn't always make sense in my brain.
No, I really can't remember exactly where I was or how old I was when I figured out how to spell rhythm, but I am positive that there is no way I thought an H and a Y were in there. When you say it, you don't hear an H or a Y.
Right, and when you say rhythm, it's, I always want to put the Y before the M, rhythm.
It can't be helped.
Or a U. I don't know. English is weird.
Restaurant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Always. Restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're having some fun with this one. I hope the audience is too as well. But I also feel like we're doing like one of the world's worst spelling bees. Like, it's
just like, well, we're not actually spelling any of these words. We're just telling you how difficult they are to spell. Restaurant. R-E-S-T-A-U. R-A-N-T.
Nice, nicely.
It's that A-U.
It's the A-U.
It's only because I had it in front of me, right?
Still counts. Still counts.
Okay, good.
Let's see here. Privilege. Privilege shows up on there.
Privilege. It's got a lot of I's in it and E's.
And there is refrigerator.
We can't skip number 16. Yes, refrigerator is definitely, there's a weird D in there somewhere.
Yeah, I skipped over on that in an accident. That is a tough one. Refrigerator is a tough one. But yes, 16, definitely.
That is my number one cannot spell word. I don't know why. I don't ever get it right.
I'm with you. Oh, no, I'm with you on this one. This is a tough one for me. It's, you know what it is? It's the E after the T. I don't know why,
and
but that one.
For me, it's the I before the T.
Yeah, that
I D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't get that right.
It's one of those words. Mm-hmm. Nuisance or
nauseous.
Nauseous. It's not, again, I can't even say it right. Nauseous. Dyslexia does, add to this for me a little bit. I will give myself a little bit of grace here.
A little bit of grace because there's a lot of weird vowels in these words.
But that is another one, man. Good luck.
There's five vowels in that word, James.
I have it in front of me and I'm having a hard time spelling it. Like, like, that's a tough one. Alcohol.
There, again with the H,
mm-hmm.
and there's two O's.
Is this a great way to test if somebody is drunk? Like, spell alcohol?
Probably not.
If you can't spell alcohol.
Can't spell it when sober.
Yeah, it's a bad test. It's a very bad test. Hemorrhoids. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever tried to spell that one.
It feels unfair that something that is so uncomfortable and painful can also be difficult to spell. At the very least, it should be easy to spell.
At least.
And as a preemptive strike, tomorrow is a Wednesday in February, and a lot of people are struggling with both of those words.
Wednesday. Mm-hmm. February. That's what I say in my head every single time I spell those two words.
Because of my birthday, I have had to spell February quite a bit in my life, and that is one that took me a while to learn. I will be honest about that. Yeah.
Yep, that February.
It's that U that throws me off. Yep, yeah, even though it's in the word. Yeah. On top of all this madness, there are also words that are technically correct in two forms. But we still agonize over them, like canceled or canceled.
Oh, like two L's or one L?
Yeah. Judgment versus judgment, with an E in the middle of the second judgment there.
Okay.
And axe or axe, A-X or A-X-E.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are all, and
some of those, like axe, with, like, if you're going to say axes, you add the E-S, but you can just A-X is also okay.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't either.
I don't know.
All I know is that every time I try to swipe the word with on my phone, I get worse. W-O-R-T-H. And I can't tell you how many times I've sent a text that includes the word with. And you've gotten one of these from me recently where it said worth and it should have said with every single time. And I miss it and then I kick myself.
Happens to the best of us. Dang you, spell check.
Yes. Autocorrect is not correct.
Do want to shout out the best listeners in radio, and I love a good quote. You guys know that. We have this one from Doug in Wisconsin Rapids. It is a damn poor mind that cannot think of only one way to spell a word. Andrew Jackson, President. Yes. Andrew Jackson. That's a good quote. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show with some good stories of the day and some local events coming up on this morning show at WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In September 2024, Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes announced an error in state voter rolls involving 97,000 voters, revolving around a state DMV data error. The number has risen to nearly 200,000, and an easy fix still hasn't been found. In 1996, Arizona began requiring proof of citizenship when obtaining a driver's license. Since 2005, election officials have asked registered voters with licenses issued before 1996 for proof of citizenship. But if a driver's license issued before 1996 needed to be replaced, it was accidentally given a new date of issue, and election officials never knew to ask for citizenship documents. Vote Beat Arizona and the Arizona Mirror report that the investigation is ongoing, but that the number affected has now ballooned to 200,000 voters. The Arizona Supreme Court allowed affected voters to vote in November's election, but now the legislature is considering an emergency measure, House Bill 2038, directing election officials to contact the voters and request citizenship documents. If not supplied within 35 days, the voter's status would change to not registered, though voters could reactivate their registration by providing documentation right up to Election Day. After the 2026 general election, those voters would be dropped. We have text of the bill and Vote Beat's reporting linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, many Democrats wondering, what are our elected officials doing to push back? Representative Mark Pocan joins us. We'll ask. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Bitterly cold once again today. Sunny skies, but a high of only 6 above. Wind chill values as cold as 30 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, all the way down to negative 10 for the low. Wind chill values as cold as 20 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Current temperature, 7 below.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good Tuesday morning out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with Melissa and I. We've been having a blast. Thank you so much, everybody, for being with us.
Mm-hmm. And it's really warmed up since we started. My goodness.
We brought the warmth with us and Brittany. Yes. Brittany helped with that, too. Shout out to...
You brought the sunshine, and we just made you laugh, hopefully.
We appreciate you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to send a big thank you to Brittany for joining us as well, kicking off our show. Big thank you to Bianca Bowden as well, Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen, for being with us. That was a lot of fun. Again, encourage you to support that their scholarship program and the great things they're doing over there, the Miss Wisconsin Rapids program. Find out more at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Big thank you to our friends over at El Cafe. Be sure to buy local, support local, support them over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They're open right now for you.
Mm-hmm. Get some delicious food. They serve breakfast all day until they close at 2.
Check it out, everybody. And check out our lineup for the day. We got some really good stuff lined up for you. We are going to be having some fun a little bit later when we kick off Midday Magazine. In part one, we're talking to Jim, Randy, and Amy. Grace Lutheran Church is going to be joining us. Their dinner theater production is coming up.
Oh, nice.
We're going to be talking about that. Looking forward to it, too. It's going to be fun. And in part two, we catch up with the United Way of Southwood and Anvis Counties. Terry Johns. I apologize. CEO.
She's going to smack you when she gets in.
Yep. I deserve it, too. Terry Johns is going to be joining us. Looking forward to hanging out with Terry a little bit later. We'll be talking and catching you up.
A small thing going on.
Yeah. We'll be talking power of the purse and plenty of other things with our United Way in just a little bit. We're looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. A little bit later today, be sure to join us as we've got Wisconsin men's basketball on the radio dial. 6:30, Badgers taking on the Illini. That is always a big matchup. That is going to be a good one. Be sure to catch that right here at WFHR. I mentioned earlier, our great friends over at Family Natural Foods have their essential oils presentation going on tonight at 5:15. Join them and hear from Liza as she will discuss what makes a quality essential oil and how to use them. I might get some free samples as well, everybody.
A lot of good information there.
And such a great energy, great vibe that goes on over there at Family Natural Foods. You're going to have a good time. Head on over to 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Have a good time for all of us and say hi to everybody. Our good friends at Savor the Arts have their Bachelors of Broadway, Gentlemen of the Theater, coming up this Thursday.
It got here so fast.
Yeah, it really did. This brand new three-man act features amazing arrangements and harmonies and some of the better music from all of Broadway. They've got Wicked, The Phantom of the Opera, Jersey Boys, Miss Saigon, The Greatest Showman, Dear Evan Hansen, Les Mis, a part of this. And many, many more. They've been running all around the whole country doing this show, and they've been just getting more and more of a bigger profile with it. And they're coming to town, everybody. Thursday, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. And if you want to make it a real whole big night out of it, dinner and a show. There is you can begin your evening with dinner over at the Ridges. A shout out to our friends at the Ridges for that. Nice. You can't have a bad time at the Ridges. It's impossible.
Oh, no. Great food. Great food.
Support the arts. Support our great friends at Savor the Arts and our friends at the Ridges. Be a part of this event. Get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. SavorTheArts.com. Also want to mention, supporting the arts, going on tonight, our friends over at Lincoln High School have their band concert going on.
Oh, yeah. Get out and support our kids.
This will happen also at the Performing Arts Center at 16th Street South. It's free with a donation to benefit the Lincoln High School Music Program.
Great.
And it'll be at 6:30. The Lincoln High School Orchestra concert will be taking place tonight. Support the arts, everybody, whether it is Savor the Arts or any of our great high school or grade school acts or anything like that. Wisconsin finished dead last in funding the arts last year, which is why Lincoln has to have programs like this to raise funds. Right. Let's help them out and let's give them a good crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it means a lot for the kids to see you in the audience.
They're going to be performing again tonight over at the PAC at 6:30, Lincoln High School's orchestra concert. Our friends at the Seventh-day Advent Church have their Meals with Love. They're going to be serving tomorrow. Doors will open at 4:15. Hot meals will be served 4:30 and 5:30. This is a free community meal. You can join them for it at 611 24th Street North right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Great that they're doing that.
And, of course, we have Arsenic and Old Lace coming up.
That's right.
Get your tickets.
is a classic show you do not want to miss.
One of my favorite shows of all time, favorite scripts of all time, and some amazing people going to be performing it for you right over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Head on over to our second home and enjoy this one. They kick off the show on February 27th. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. And, of course, keep in mind, Silver Fox has got a show right around the corner as well, everybody.
Yeah, isn't that this weekend?
Yes. Get your tickets for that as well, all at wrctheater.org. Help them continue to celebrate their 50th season. And I want to remind everybody as well about a blood drive that is taking place. It is going on, it is this Thursday. It is happening here in Wisconsin Rapids from 10 to 3 over at McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue.
Yeah, you can save up to 3 lives with just an hour of your time.
Yeah, that's just an amazing stat to hear. That really is. Thank you for mentioning that, Melissa. That is a really good stat. Our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church have their walk-off school debt event happening this Sunday, February 23rd. It'll go on from 2 to 4 over at Two Doors Down Brewing Company at 140 East Grand Avenue here in Rapids.
Okay.
Join them for a fun afternoon of trivia and silent auction items. It's free to play. Free will offering is accepted. And all of the funds they're able to raise are going to help the South Duke County school meal programs.
Yeah.
Helping kids graduate and everything.
Right. Because they can't cross the stage if they don't have all of their fines paid off. And school meals are considered fines if you don't pay them.
Yeah, I honestly, being honest with the audience, and I mentioned this with Beth when she joined us, I was one of those kids. And I still remember what that was like, not being able to walk the stage with my classmates and everything. It sucked. There's no word around it. There's no getting around it. Sometimes you just, that's what it is. If you can help that, encourage you to be able to. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's trivia. You're going to have a great time.
It'll be fun.
Similar here with this event. Going to be fun and also going to make a big impact in our community. Chefs for a Change, our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, has their big event coming up February 27th. The Family Center does not have a lot of funds and does not have a lot of ability to do these things. They can only have a couple events a year. And when they do, we need to show up, and more, you're going to want to show up for this one. The excitement will begin at 5 with a cocktail hour while you bid on treasures in the silent auction. Savor the appetizers from these amazing local chefs. Dinner and program will begin at 6 at the Nakusa Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane in beautiful Nakusa. Tickets for Chefs for Change will be at familyctr.org. You can get them again at familyctr.org. I want to remind you as well, Joel Goodness is going to be their MC. They're going to have
fun.
Chefs from Dairy Food Works, MSTC Culinary Program, Hotel Mead, Great Expectations. So much great stuff going on with this event. It is going to be such a blast. You're going to be talking about it the next day and the weeks afterwards, how much fun it was and everything. Oh, you can't believe Joel said that. It's going to be a really good event. And throughout all of this, you are going to get to know there's going to be moments during the event. We have a moment to think and be with your thoughts. And one of those thoughts you're going to have is looking around the room and seeing all the like-minded people that are with you, all the people on the right side of history. I would like to think in this day and age, there are a couple of topics that are not divisive. And the what our domestic violence shelters are doing in our communities is some of the most vital work being done in our communities. It has such a huge impact on so many different aspects of our life that you may not realize, but you might find out if you go to Chefs for Change.
And they have lost so much funding over this last period of time that they need these events to help make up that deficit so they can continue these life-changing programs that we have in our community.
If they're not going to do it, let's remind the government and our politicians what's important to us. And I would like to think that our loved ones are important to us and helping those and helping those in need and strangers helping strangers. It's so much of what the work is that they're doing over there. Get your tickets and find out more at familyctr.org. And keep in mind, the Family Center, we have your back. If you need anything, please reach out 24/7. You can call 715-421-1559. That's 421-1559. And again, their website, familyctr.org. Taking a look at some world good stories, we're a couple weeks away from Mardi Gras, and this is a great news if you'd like to practice responsible merriment and debauchery. Louisiana State University researchers have created biodegradable beads.
Oh, nice.
They contain seeds, so once they break down, they can sprout plants.
Oh, that's even more fun.
They're still in the early stages, but they're 3D printing them right now. And the 3D printing takes about 90 minutes, so they're able to kick these out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
That's a pretty cool idea, actually. That's pretty good. For over a decade, a 35-year-old man named Sean Stewart, and his team have been handing out roses to single and widowed women in Washington State. And since 2015, he has had a Facebook page called Rose Rush, where people can nominate recipients.
Oh, nice.
This year, they gave out flowers to more than 120 people.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. That is really, really cool. Encourage you to look for that Facebook page, everybody. I am just making a bookmark for it right now, so I make sure to do that a little bit later. Rose Rush is the website, or the Facebook page, if you'd like to nominate somebody for next year.
Nice.
It's a very cool story. Real quick, a state senator in South Carolina has introduced a bill aimed at protecting children from harmful effects of secondhand smoke. It would prohibit smoking in vehicles when a child is under the age of 12. Good work being done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is. Because secondhand smoke, we know, is worse.
Some good stuff right there. And a great show today. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up, everybody. Looking forward to hearing from Jane and Greg today. They're going to have a great show lined up for you and get you ready for the noon hour. A lot of fun with that one, as always. Looking forward to it.
Great show, James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great back at you, Melissa. And tomorrow, be sure to join us. We'll have the gang together. Melissa and Seth will be joining our show. We'll be having some fun with it. We'll all hang out and get you ready
Jimmy,
for your
Missy, Seth or Jay, and the squirrel.
Here at the morning show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. and Russia restaffing their respective embassies after a meeting between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his Russian counterpart in Saudi Arabia.
The goal of today's meeting was to follow up on the phone call the president had a week ago and begin to establish those lines of communication. The work remains. Today is the first step of a long and difficult journey.
He says they'll set up teams to work on ending the war in Ukraine. New footage shows a Delta flight flipping upside down as it comes in for a landing on a snowy runway in Toronto. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says it could prove useful for investigators.
Looks like a very hard landing followed by one of the main gears collapsing, which then you see the engine start to flame.
Thermometers taking a polar plunge from the plains to the mid-Atlantic. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The rain snow line is all the way down into North Georgia, so we will be seeing accumulating snow in both of the Carolinas as we move through Wednesday.
CBS News Brief.